everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit loves us so much, and I have so much to say concerning Him. You know my favorite scripture, St. John 16, verse 13. And when He, the Holy Spirit, will come, He will guide us into all truth. And I love that the Lord has taken me away from so many false narratives. I can't count them all. When the Lord show you something in truth, you can build your life properly. When things are going wrong, He can show it to you before it get out of hand. And, you know, when I went through a divorce and I had my children on the weekend, I made it count. I taught my children the word of God, and the Lord would give me what to say to help them heal, to help them grow. We all need the knowledge of God. We need to know Him. We need to understand Him. God is for all of us, not just the ones we love, but the ones that don't like us. He loves them too. If we don't win them, they won't be won. I don't want my enemies lost. I want them to choose God's way. And I want God to save all of them. Not just the people that like me, but people that hate me. I want God to save their soul. I would do what I... It's just like if I was driving down the street and I saw somebody in a wreck and I knew that the car was about to catch on fire, I would do what I could do to get them out of that car and get them saved. It doesn't matter whether they like me or not. It doesn't matter whether they love or hate me or want to sue me or whatever. I would try to save their life. It's the same thing. I know the Lord, He showed me hell. I talked about this in the last broadcast, but the Lord showed me that for a reason. I want to prevent you from going to that pit. If you go there, you will not come back. It's game over. It's not like the video game. You don't get another man. You don't get another chance. You're going to stay there forever. And that ain't good for you. I say these things, and I'm serious about this. James said, pull them out of the fire. We're hard preaching if you have to. Some people you can counsel them out. Some people you can love them out. Sometimes you got to pull them out the fire. They, when people believe a false narrative, they believe it and they mean it. They think they're right. Shatter those things. It's not right. If it's not Jesus, it's not right. If it's not Jesus, it's not right. All the religions of the world that man have come up with, they don't have a relationship with God. They go and worship God. They pray. Nothing happens. So the enemy knew this. You got to go, you know, our narrative's formed out of something. Now, I began to tell people that when Satan saw the power of the Holy Spirit working with men, guiding them in life, he couldn't do nothing with them. He didn't know how to do anything with them. He couldn't stop them. He wants soft targets. He can't deal with you if you love God. You got a better narrative. You can't be deceived anymore. You can't be baited. You know, when Nero killed the Christians, they were worshiping God. They thought that they were going to make them break them, but they couldn't break them. And then a lot of spectators that came to laugh, they saw a courage they never saw before. And they considered the Lord. Some of them got saved. And the church began to grow. And the Holy Spirit was guiding them into all truth. More and more. Satan couldn't do nothing with them. So Satan said, we got to stop this. He and his fallen angels and demons, they said, we got to stop this. We don't. And then false brethren. See, Jesus said also that there would be tares among the wheat. And I like history. I believe in history. If you see what went wrong, you can fix that. Now, in the Dark Ages, that's when Satan thought he put out the fire of the Christians. And people got back into witchcraft and idolatry and stuff that don't work anymore. And they had killed a lot of Christians in Rome. They started killing Christians. And people try to kill Christians because, first of all, Satan can't handle them. He can't stop them. They don't buy his products. They don't want his ways. And he can't deceive a man that loves God. It's hard for Satan to deceive anybody that truly loves God. So he said, we got to stop this. So a long time ago, remember, the America is set up a lot like Rome was. Rome was the governing kingdom. It included Germany, England. It included Italy. It was based in Italy. France, Spain, Asia. The Roman Empire controlled the world. And a lot of people, even Russia, that was the, and Rome would take over every kingdom step by step. He had a lot of trouble with the Germans, but he got them too. The Romans did. Rome was comprised of all religions. So when people got saved, when Christians got saved, they blended pagan holidays with Christian holidays. So Rome couldn't get rid of the Christians, but it tried to get the church to marry Rome. So the Catholic Church became, after the apostles died, they found a way to neutralize the church. And not just, I'm not, you know, there are some very sincere Catholic people, but there are also tares among the wheat, and tares exist in every Christian organization. Tares are out here. Tares are among the wheat. Sometimes Christians marry tares. Sometimes the tares can be your children or your brother or your sister or whoever, your parents. Some people love God's ways and some people love the world. Those who don't purify their heart and follow Christ, and if they love the world somewhere, they're going to do the work of a tare. It's almost pointless to try to figure out who are tares. Let God reveal to you those that are for you or against you. Don't try to figure it out with your wit. Because if God told the angels to let them grow together, then man definitely can't tell who's a tare and who's a wheat. Only God knows. Let God deal with his people. He told me, don't walk by sight with my people. Now, I love people. I want the best for you, and I'm going to love you, and I pray for people. The only time I stop praying is when the Lord tells me to, and that don't happen much. So, you know, he told me only pray for his people who follow him, and I pray for people. If he stopped me, then I know something's wrong. Now, the enemy wanted to shut down the works of the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Spirit on the last broadcast. Now, not the part that was on the radio, but the part that's on the web, the latter part that's on the website, newlivingletters.com. I told about Acts chapter 2. You'll have to go and listen to the last week's broadcast to get it. But the church was introduced on the day of Pentecost. That's why they call some churches that are more independent, like, you know, the Holiness Church or Pentecostal churches. They recognize Pentecost as the day that the Holy Spirit was introduced. Now, the Baptist Church and the Methodist Church, Presbyterian, Lutheran, they had in their theology, and all the ministers, they go to the theologian schools. They were taught that the gift of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues and the gifts of the Spirit, it all went away when the apostles died. That used to be a doctrine. I don't know about now, but I know it was, which formed a false narrative. And so when this happened, people didn't expect the works of the Holy Spirit anymore. Now, I'm saying these things, and I want to make something clear. When people are taught a certain way, I don't blame people. I mostly blame the enemy behind the problem. Satan wanted to stop the works of the Holy Spirit. Because they couldn't control it, in these denominational theologian school, they told them that these things went out with the apostles. And they didn't. The Lord wouldn't give us something so wonderful and then take it from us. When Peter said that the Holy Spirit is for you, your children, and all who the Lord our God will say. See, it's important to study the word for yourself. And it's important to know him. When he said this, you know, he said your sons and your daughters would prophesy. If you go by the word, you're going to be safe. There's nothing like true knowledge. True knowledge, true narrative. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. Now this is Peter speaking, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. I was getting to verse 39. For the promise is unto you, to your children, and to all that are far off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. Not just in his day, but all that would be called to salvation. The enemy don't want you to have a relationship with God, a thriving relationship. So he started a lie. And many people have ran with it. Now, Pentecostal churches are people who studied the word for themselves, and they started this doctrine. And it came from the Methodist church. John Wesley, he had the people to go to the altar and pray for that second blessing. And some of them started being filled with the Holy Spirit. And then they started looking a little deeper. And some people didn't read well back then. And some did. But those that did, they studied and found out that the Lord sent the Holy Spirit. And he was for all. So that's where the holiness churches come from. Now, in the days of just after slavery and before, a lot, you know, some people didn't go to school and read. So a lot of people, they had the Holy Spirit, but they didn't have education. So the enemy used that to his advantage, and he still does. But those that love God, now, I'm not bashing Baptists and Methodists and Episcopalian and churches and all the Lutheran church come out of Germany, Protestant church. I'm not bashing anybody. But this, I want to say this and I want to make it clear. The best Pentecostals I remember, they were once Baptist. They went to the Baptist church. Because Baptist people are very loving. Baptists and Methodists pastors, or you know, they were ministers, they kept studying, and then they found out about the Holy Spirit and they became Pentecostals. The best ones were trained in denominational churches because they had education, they loved the Lord, and they broke through a doctrine, they broke through a narrative. And some people were always Pentecostals. But the ones that had, in every situation, those that love God the most and studied the Lord, those were the ones you could learn from. A narrative is given by Satan to hinder. But when you break through it, now you know. You know that doctrine. You know how flat it is. And you know what life is. You have a comparison. Anybody that has a comparison, they understand the life of what it is. When people have a false narrative, that don't mean that they are totally consumed by the enemy. They just lack knowledge in one part of their life. But when you receive God's word, you begin to heal from and operate in a greater point of view. All of us are challenged with the world somewhere. If you got saved, you broke through. You went from one narrative to a greater narrative. If you were raised in the church and strayed and you went out in the world and got your butt kicked, which always happens, then you come back because you have a comparison. Well, everybody don't have a comparison. Everybody don't have the knowledge of God to come back to. Some people are born and that their parents didn't take them to church. They don't know God. They are very vulnerable. The world kicked their butt and they don't know, they don't have a way out unless they meet somebody that they trust that can live the life of God before them. And you know what happens to them? Either they get saved and they love God and they really love God, because the world, you know, Jesus said, they that are forgiven much, they love much. So anybody can come and get to know the Lord, and the Lord will make the difference. And that's my message. That's what I want for you. I don't care what happened to you. I mean, I care about you, but I don't care how bad you was or whatever happened to you and what happened against you. God can heal you and save you. He loves you and he cares about you. And he will welcome you into the kingdom of God, even if you don't deserve it, because I didn't deserve it. None of us deserved it. God, he loved us and made himself available for us. And he gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And we don't have to keep getting our butt kicked in the world. Satan is trying to take you down. And he'll use your passions. He'll use what you love about him to kill you. If it's lust, he'll use that. If it's addiction, he'll use that. If it's pride, he'll use that. And it's very difficult to come out of pride, because God resists the proud. Proud people, they reject the word. You have to listen to the Lord and take him at his word. You have to learn him. The world system is opposite against God. And God's ways are opposite against the world. They're two opposites. Don't try to blend them. If you want to be miserable, try to blend both of them. You're going to be very miserable. You got to drive out the darkness and receive the light. There's no other way to do this. Now, I want to give you some facts. See, the apostles, they were not blind. They knew what was coming. And I want to start with 2 Peter chapter 2. You know, these men walked and talk with the Lord. They learn from the Lord. They learn the ways of God. Now listen to what Peter said. This is chapter 2. It's a continuation of chapter 1. I'm going to start in verse 19 in chapter 1. And then I'm going to get to the one I was about to read. He said in verse 14. He said, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. He wanted to put the people in remembrance. I want to give you a better thought, so I'm going to go a little deeper. In verse 10, he said, wherefore the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Now, he's talking about the things that he listed from verse 5 to verse 10. He said, if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. And those are the things he listed, verses 5 to verse 10. Though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Verse 13, yea, I think it fit, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. And when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto us, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. It's just like the sun on the morning. You begin to see more and more light. Now, when they heard that word, that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, Peter is calling the word of God. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your heart. The sun is the day star. Well, knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now watch this. Verse 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. This is happening today. Now Peter said this, and also Paul said it another way. Same thing. Verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers